Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek, and I am your host. And as always, I have my amazing co-host with me, Amanda. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing peachy. And Whitney could not join us today, and she won't be with us next week either. She is traveling the globe. So hopefully she's having a ton of fun and is having safe travels. Do you know how many different countries is she going to? Just the one?
France
Is
and
she?
Spain. She
Oh,
was
sorry.
in Paris, and I believe she's going to another city, and then Barcelona, I want to say. Which is cool. I only went to Paris. I didn't go to another city. So I have no idea what the rest of France is like.
Yeah, I knew that she was in Paris. I knew that she was going to Paris for sure, but wasn't sure what else. So if anybody over there sees her, say hi.
Yep.
So this week we watched seven episodes 207 to 213. Just overall thoughts. What'd you think of these episodes?
I didn't need any of them. I understand 1,000% why this is filler.
This is not filler.
It's not. It
No, this
should
is
be. Oh my God, it's awful.
No.
I thought this was the set that you said that people wanted to be canon and it
No,
wasn't. Or was that the 10 before?
the 10 before is filler that
Oh,
people
what the
wanted to
fuck is the
be
point of these?
canon.
Oh my God.
These are canon that people want to be filler.
Okay, well, yeah, I see why. I mean, I was not paying attention, as though I was very loose with how I was watching this because I was like, this seems like it's not important to anything that happens.
It does. It feels really pointless, doesn't
Yeah, so I didn't pay as much attention as I usually do, and I was doing other tasks because I had a lot of shit to do this weekend, so I was like cleaning and doing other things while this was all happening.
I get that for sure. So yeah, I agree. Like, these episodes are not my favorite. And I'm just excited to get this arc over with. And a lot of One Piece fans, like I've already said, they wish that this was filler. Just, it's not a popular arc. There are some people, it's similar to Usopp as far as Foxy goes. What do you think of Foxy?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt like he was annoying. He reminded me of something and I couldn't figure out what it was. So then I Googled it and it's Count Chocula is what everyone says that he reminds them of.
I
I was
love
like,
it.
yes, okay. He is just kind of a mess of a person. I don't know. He's just all over the place. And then I got the feeling that we will never see these characters again, the Foxy Pirates. They seem very inconsequential. It's almost like they seem like carnival villains or something.
Yes, like one-offs just don't really matter.
Yeah.
Foxy is similar to Usopp, and we're like, most people don't like him, but there are some people out there that absolutely love Foxy, and there are some that love him just because other people hate him. You know those kinds of people. And I'm like that
Yeah.
with certain characters too. There's a character that we'll meet way down the road that most people hate, and I love her. And I don't have a reason to love her. I just love her because everybody else hates her. So I always, she's my meme favorite pick. And so a lot of people, that's Foxy. But yeah, like a lot of these feel really inconsequential, which, and even as far as the show has gone today, they do. Like, there's a couple references to this arc. But overall, it's kind of, I don't want to say it. There's just not much relevance in this arc at this point in time. There's a lot of speculation that it will come back toward the end of the show. Like, maybe they do a Davy back fight for one of their last big battles or whatever.
Right.
And, instead of an actual fight, which would be weird, but, and I don't know how they would do it, but connected to this or something like that. Like, Oda would be setting it up, or maybe Foxy comes back for some reason. I don't know why, but like I feel like Oda does not do things without reason. And maybe it's just something he wanted to have fun with and kind of show how the crew works together and stuff like that. Because we definitely saw some people that don't work together well, and some that
Yeah.
do. So for our listeners, we are doing this week's review a little differently, and we don't know what to expect. So what we're doing this week, instead of doing the episode by episode, a summary and going through it one episode at a time, we will still do a summary, but it's going to be a summary covering all of the episodes as a whole, and then we're just gonna go from there and talk about all the episodes as a whole and not necessarily have as much structure to it. And I don't know how it's gonna go. This is kind of like a trial thing, and I figured it would be good to try on these episodes since there's just not a lot riding on them if we do happen to miss something.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and get started with the summary here. The Straw Hats safely land in the ocean and begin their journey to the next island. Out of nowhere, they come across a pirate crew that doesn't seem to have anyone to run it, including a captain or even a navigator. With some late notice by Robin, the crew comes across Long Ring Longland Island, an island where everything is long. They meet a horse when her owner, out of nowhere, let's see, and her owner, when out of nowhere, the horse gets captured by the Foxy Pirates. Instead of getting into an actual fight, the Foxy Pirates challenge the Straw Hats to a Davy Back fight. Luffy, being Luffy, accepts right away without actually knowing what he's agreeing to. The whole crew participates in the first round, a race around the island. After some interference by Foxy himself, one of his team takes the victory, and they select Chopper to come over and join their crew. While round two was a struggle, Zoro and Sanji pull out the round two victory. Luffy celebrates and decides to pull Shelly from the Foxy Pirates. Round three. With what is essentially a roller derby, Luffy is set to take the first and last rounds as the point getter of this game. On the downside, he has no clue how to skate. Quick losses in the first and second round of this third match force the Straw Hats to win and to have to win the last three rounds. So, like, how did you feel taking notes on these episodes, like doing it this way compared to the other way? I'm just curious.
I still did it by episode, but I just wasn't thorough with it because there wasn't really anything happening that I felt was important that I needed to write down. And I figured I would just kind of like summarize it after I did them all separately just to keep everything in order. But yeah, I mean, it was, I guess at least it all kind of blended together well enough because it was the same setting in the same story in the same point because
Yeah.
the game continued through.
Through all of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of showing that it's going to pretty much continue through the next six as
Sadly,
well.
yes.
Agreed. So I don't know if you noticed or not. I know you don't usually watch the openings. We did get a new opening this week.
Yeah, we d
And.
I did. I didn't watch it with too much, again, like I wasn't paying too much attention because I didn't want to get spoiled in case something happened because that does seem like it happens a lot. But it sounded, oh, I noticed it was new because there were little like sparkles across the, it begins with like little gold
Oh, yeah.
glitter and like wind chimes and stuff. So I let it on while I went to go wash a couple of dishes. So I heard the song, but I wasn't like directly looking at the screen.
Okay. So I don't know if you noticed on the, and maybe you just noticed on the during the episodes as well, But one thing that caught my eye right away was the animation has absolutely went up in this arc.
Oh, I didn't really. I
It's
noticed they had new clothes again.
a lot better quality this arc than it was last arc. Like,
Interesting.
especially the opening, I was like, damn, this looks great. And then I noticed it carried over into the episodes. But so this song is Kokoro no Chuzu, or no Chizu, Chizu, something that I am not pronouncing correctly. And this is actually the first song where it's where they stop doing dubbed versions for openings. So all of the songs we've had in the
Okay.
past, they've done a
Yeah.
dub over English version or whatever. They
Right. Yeah.
don't do
This
those
one.
anymore. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I
So
guess I noticed that it wasn't dubbed, but I guess I didn't notice it being the first one because I haven't listened to the past like three ones of them.
Yeah, so the rest of the openings now will not be dubbed. It's just going to be all Japanese for both sub and dubs. Oh, and this song is by a group called Boy Style.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like boy
Anyway,
style.
I enjoy the opening.
That's
Like this is
my preferred method of dress.
hey, jeans and a t-shirt's what I always roll with.
Yep.
I knew this scene was coming up somewhere with Doflamingo. What the Doflamingo and Bellamy scene. What do you think about that scene?
Well, I'm glad that they said who Bellamy and Starkey were because I was like, oh, look, it's those two whose names I never
Those
remember.
goons,
And then the
yeah.
second after I said that, then they said who it was. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, those two still seem kind of like idiots and throwaways as far as like I don't see them as being a threat, really. But Doflamingo seems like he's gotten one up on them at least, so.
Yeah,
He seems better than those two, at least for I wouldn't mind seeing him coming back, which makes sense that he would come back, so
Yeah, I mean, he is one of the warlords,
yeah.
so he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Right.
But I thought it really showed how ruthless he can be. Like controlling these two and essentially forcing them to attack each other. But
Right, yeah. I didn't quite catch on. But that's what was going on until a little bit further in.
until toward the end, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like we're already seeing a little bit here of Bellamy's loyalty to Doflamingo, even though he's a prick. I mean, Bellamy's a prick too, so I guess it makes sense, but yeah, definitely getting a taste of some loyalty between, well, at least one-sided. I don't know about two-sided. We get to Longland, whatever the hell this island is called, and I don't really care to go. I mean, I don't really have anything on the introduction as far as Shelley and her owner. I don't even know that they name her owner. Do you remember?
I don't think that they
The
do.
short
I
old
just wrote
guy?
him down as old dude.
Old dude. Yeah, like
Yeah.
that's kind of what I had. I mean, I didn't name, say that. I don't remember what I said. I'm not even seeing it in my notes now. But yeah, I don't ever remember them giving him a name, but I'm sure he's got one. I mean, everybody has a name, but
Yeah.
I was like looking, especially, well, I guess we can talk about it a little bit. Those stilts were getting me.
Yeah.
But I was like, one, how did you make those? And two, how did you get on them?
Exactly. How did he get up there? I don't know.
Like they mentioned that they he mentioned that they had grown. Like, fuck, those things must have grown a lot.
Maybe he like climbed on Shelley's head and then she
I was
boosted him
thinking
up.
too.
I don't know.
So, did you hear his explanation for why everything is long?
I'm sure that I did, but I forget. I don't think I wrote that down.
It was the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I actually had to back it up and re-listen to it because I was like, there's no way he just said what I think he said. It was the island, or let's see. Yeah, the island is just a big plain of grass with a few trees. There's no identifiable features or anything like that. It's just a very dull place. So everything grew long out of a longing for excitement.
Oh God. Oh
That
dear.
was, I was like, wait, hang on. And I think
That's
even Luffy
silly.
said, that's stupid. He said something like that. It was pretty funny. Let's see. And, oh yeah, this was I did have a quote down here whenever they were pulling up to the island and Sanji mentioned because like Usopp was complaining about not wanting to go to the island or whatever, and Sanji said, "Hey Chopper, Usopp came down with another case of scaredy cat-itis." And Chopper said, "Well, there's no cure for that."
Evidently not. That has been plaguing him for a long time.
For a long time, a long time. So we get started on the Davy Back Games here because Foxy kidnaps Shelly and Luffy decides to
I
play.
thought that was so dramatic. I fully thought that they like shot her up with a machine gun, the way that that sounded, and then they pan out. And it's just like a fucking little net on her
Just
hoofs. I'm like, can you not have really?
oh,
Could we not have
dude.
picked that off?
Yeah. And see, maybe it's just because I haven't been shot with a net, but anytime I see those in movies, I'm like, I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to get out of a net.
I know, and like, could Zoro not have just cut
Just
it?
yep.
I don't know. That would have solved a lot of problems. Because later, somebody else, I feel like they were encased in a net later and they were able to just get out of
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think it was Foxy because I think he
Yeah.
shot the net straight up and it just came down on top of him and they just pulled it right off.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I like this whole time I'm just waiting. Can somebody just punch these guys and be done? Like just
Yeah, why not just do that?
like I just felt like everything would have been so much simpler, but whatever. So does the Davy Back fight make sense to you? Not like common sense,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, I mean, I think I after Yeah, I mean, I think they took a long time to explain it, which I
yeah.
felt was too long because then I just lost track of what they were saying. But then once they
Well,
started
everything in this
doing
arc is
it,
long, so
yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense narratively that they're taking forever to explain this not that complicated game. They just have different rounds they have to go through, and then whoever loses pulls a crew member, whoever they want from the opposite side, is what I gathered.
yeah, I mean that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's
They just
dumb.
they over-explained. I was like, what are they, what is, what, just move on. I tried, okay, this is how much I was like, let's move it along. I Googled, can you watch things at 2x speed on Netflix? And you can't. Like, you can listen to podcasts that way, like you can 1.5 or double time it. And I was like, maybe I can do that with this. Sadly, no.
So, because I know Nami was like getting fed up with it, and this was something from Sanji that mentioned, and he said, all pirates take an unspoken oath to follow their captain to the bitter end. And outside of Zoro and Robin, I really feel like the Straw Hats suck at this rule.
Yeah.
Like those two pretty much do whatever Luffy says, regardless of if it's stupid or not. Now, I'm not
Right.
saying you can't disagree with him and everything and like and talk to him about that, but I feel like anytime Luffy has laid the law down or come up with a decision on what they're going to do, they have fought it at every turn, it feels like. And the other two are like, hey, here's the thing. I don't think this is a good idea, but whatever you say goes. So, you know, it's just a difference in thoughts there, I guess. What do you think about these businesses that they just had popping up? Like you said, it's like a carnival thing.
Yeah. That I don't know. It was that's I think that's why it reminded me of like a traveling circus or something like that,
Yes.
or like a Renaissance fair, something that's just not permanently there. So
Part of my question was like, Do they actually have to pay for the food and stuff at the booths? Because it's just like all of the resources are yours. Like it's the crew's resources, and you're using the crew's money to buy stuff from yourself, basically. So I'm like, I wonder if this stuff is just free and they're just throwing it up to throw it up, like and have there for
Maybe.
their parties. But yeah, I don't know. That was something that popped into my head. So we can go ahead and look at the first race if you want here. We get
Okay.
the three teams. Sanji and Luffy are paired up, Zoro and Chopper, and then Nami, Robin, and Usopp. I felt like I knew which team had the best chance to win this one, especially after seeing the other boats.
Yeah, that was rough. Those other two.
I see. Yeah, I felt like when they were set up, I was like, each of these teams has a liability on them, kind of. I mean, like, because no, Zoro's very good at a lot of things, but I really
He's
felt
not
like
gonna
he
know
was.
where he's going on a boat.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's gonna go the wrong fucking direction.
Yep. I mean, at least he had Chopper like getting big so that he could
Yes.
help propel them. But
And then you've got Sanji and Luffy. Again, Luffy putting thought into this. It's probably not gonna be much help.
yeah. That
Usopp was surprisingly helpful. Like
yeah.
he was pretty solid, I thought.
Yeah, and I mean, when you have like Nami is a good navigator, so I mean that helps. And then Robin, it just seems like she's smart at everything,
I
so
thought she was fucking perfect for this. Like
yeah.
being able to, control other people's boats without touching them essentially was
Right.
pretty cool. I was like,
Yeah.
damn, she's just made for this shit.
Yeah, they had a good advantage for that one.
Yeah, and Usopp picking up on the big boat, like releasing the water or whatever early. Like I was impressed with him, making his presence known there right off the bat. And again, two of the teams got distracted between Luffy getting excited over meat and Zoro getting excited over booze and Sanji getting excited over girls. And so it's like, again, just
I know.
Nami,
Like, why? Just keep it
Nami,
together.
Robin, and Usopp. That was just a. They were just the obvious team that was going to be the front runner, and which is weird. So something that I picked up on that I thought would have been smart, and maybe not. Maybe it's not legal. I don't know. I would think it would because they didn't say you couldn't do it, and it was kind of obvious in these games that as long as you
Everyone was
didn't,
cheating in some way, shape, or form,
like
so.
as long as it wasn't stated in the rules that you couldn't do it, then you could do it. So it was like, I, because the people on like the Swordfish boat or whatever that came charging at Zoro and Chopper, I was like, they should just take their boat. Because their boat is obviously made a lot better. And like I feel like that wouldn't be against the rules. They said you can't, like, your boat can't break and you can't drown or whatever. And that's not doing either one of those.
Yeah, I mean they could have.
Yeah, I had a when I was in, I don't even know, I was freaking middle school, I think. I was in probably like 7th or 8th grade. I went to a summer camp, and we had all these different activities and stuff we could do, and one of them that I did was kayaking. What was one of the activities I did throughout the day with our counselor and everything. And Friday was our last day for the activities because we would leave on Saturday, but for this particular day or whatever, since all of the water sports were done at the same time, they decided to do a pirate day, and it was essentially just a massive battle on this lake of all of these different, the kayaking team and the snorkeling team and the what the hell are they called? Windsurfers, maybe? I
No.
don't remember. And like a few others. Like we all had like the basically just in a battle for pointless reasons on the lake.
Nice.
And the snorkeling team, I think it was the snorkeling team, but I'm not for sure. They had a pontoon.
Oh.
And so me and or I jumped on the I climbed on the pontoon, and they, like, whoever it was, their counselor was on the pontoon, and I pushed them off. And my counselor climbed on the pontoon, so we stole
Oh,
their
nice.
pontoon,
There
and
you
that is
go.
the most pirate I have ever felt in my life.
I would have been totally dead doing that because I cannot swim.
Oh, you can't?
Nope.
Oh, I did not know that.
No, I can't. Yeah, I can't do any triathlons because I only run. I can't ride a bike or swim.
Oh, okay.
I could ride a bike when I was a kid, but I don't know what happened. That old saying about like, it's just like riding a bike. Not true. Can't
You
do
know,
it.
I was just talking about someone that about that the other day, 'cause like I'm like that with playing guitar. Like everybody says playing guitar, what you learn,
Oh,
you
I can
know.
do that. There, my
Yeah, it's
guitar's right there.
See, I've got two over here as well, and everyone's like, yeah, it's like riding a bike. Once you learn, you never forget. Well, no, I fucking forgot.
I don't know what it is. I'm just like, I think I'm not coordinated like physically enough to do it because I can't keep myself upright without it tipping to the sides. Just not, I just, I'm too. I don't have the confidence to do it, to keep it going straight.
I haven't ridden a bike in such a long time. I'm guessing I could do it, but I don't know. It's been a while. It's been years. Like I was probably probably would have been like freshman year in high school or something like that the last time I rode a bike. It's been a long time. But anyway, back to One Piece.
I can roller skate, though. We can get to that when it's time for the roller skating.
Okay, now I'm excited to hear roller skating stories. I did think that Nami's team was awesome in this race, though. Like they really stepped up. Do you watch The Office?
I did when it was on, and I haven't watched it since, so I don't. I know like memes and stuff, but.
Okay, so this kind of reminded me of. There's that scene, it's when Andy is the regional manager, but they're like trying to, they decide to go to a trivia night. And there's the team with like Kevin and Meredith and Kelly and Aaron, I think. And it's like, okay, those are the dumb people. Like they're not going to do anything. They're the people for fun. And then they end up winning. And like kicking ass. And that's kind of, again, like the common sense part was like, yes, these people are gonna win. But like, you just with this crew, you think about Sanji and Zoro and Luffy being the ones that are gonna step up, and that's just it's not what was gonna happen here.
No, that's kind of funny. That's a good comparison.
It made me think about that.
Not that they're dumb, but like those three are
Yeah.
the like the brawn or whatever you want to call it of the bunch.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, yeah, the other three are the ones that always, fight the big guys. And so you come used to seeing them be the ones that are relied upon. And this just wasn't the case here. I thought it was funny, though, when. Robin asked Usopp, she was like, hey, you could use an impact dial. And he's like, oh, I don't have one. What makes you think I would have one? And she just stares at him with this completely blank face. And you can see it in her eyes. She's like, you're full of shit. And He's like, "Why are you looking at me like that?" And he's like, "Was I?" She's like, "Was I looking at you?" Or something like that. It was just she just blew it off, but that was really funny of me or
Yeah.
to me. So it looked like Nami, Robin, and Usopp have it in the bag, and Foxy whips out his slow, slow beam. And they kind of explain it a little bit later with the basically he slows you down and everything around you down for 30 seconds. And then you go back to full speed like you were completely normal. Are you feeling about the slow, slow fruit? Or whatever the fuck it
Why
was
are they
called.
slowing this down? Don't slow it down. And for 30 seconds, it's not worth it. I mean, if it was for longer, then that might have like, I mean it worked in his favor, I guess, but it's so silly. Why that duration of time? What's that really gonna do?
Everything about Foxy is really stupid. I feel like, like I'm sitting here looking at all these people and they're and nothing against goofballs because I am one myself. But like I'm looking at all these people and they're so goofy. I'm like, man, I don't know how they have made it out on the sea like this. Like I cannot imagine
Yeah.
them any sort of winning an actual fight and not a baby
Right.
back fight.
Yeah, you wonder sometimes how people make it.
Okay, we don't need to talk about real world things, Amanda. I'm just kidding. We can talk about real world things. So after claiming the first victory, Foxy Pirates pull over Chopper, and Chopper's crying and complaining. And I like the scene from Zoro or the speech a little bit where he's like, "Hey, you need to man up and quit worrying about it. A lot of game left and stuff like that."
Yeah.
I like this relationship between Chopper and Zoro. It's like, because I think, and I've talked about it before. I think that Chopper looks up to Zoro a lot. And so I think Zoro being the one to call out for him made him realize, you know what? Zoro's right. I need to be better than this, or so, or whatever.
Yeah, because he told him like you chose this, so like you chose to be, part of a crew, and so this is what happens.
Yeah, you got to live with the consequences of your decision or whatever. That's part of being a pirate or
Yeah.
something.
And I think that's a better for Chopper's development to hear something like that as opposed to like being babied because he is a baby.
Yes,
He needs to grow up a little bit, and I think this will help him.
I hadn't thought about that, but I completely agree with you. And I definitely think it's important for them to not baby Chopper because, and honestly, I think that most people outside of Luffy would not baby him. Obviously, Zoro's not going to baby him. I feel like anyone else might baby him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if Robin would or not. Robin just might not
I feel
say
like she
anything.
might, like, just a little bit.
A little
Yeah.
bit. It was funny though because they were talking about why he would pick Chopper, and I don't necessarily understand why they picked Chopper either. I guess just because he's different.
Yeah.
But Robin said, "I wouldn't rule out a fur fetish."
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. I love that. And she says it so freaking calm and straight-faced and everything too. I love it when she does that. That's so fucking funny.
I know. I saw, oh, I don't know. What was that? Oh, I was watching the Oscars yesterday, and then I saw this commercial. That was a Super Bowl commercial with Aubrey Plaza,
Oh, okay,
that with like Mountain Dew or whatever. And I just thought of Robin again because of everything she says in that commercial is so deadpan. It's for the Baja Blast flavor of Mountain Dew. So everything she says is like, I'm having a blast.
But honestly, it kind of makes me, and I don't want to sound like that I don't like Robin because she like I'm not saying that it's bad that she doesn't show emotion, but like it makes me appreciate the moments where she does show emotion more. Like it just makes me feel like there's more behind her happiness, or if she's scared of something, that's which we haven't even seen that, but Like it's just, it feels like whenever she does show something, there's just so much more, heart and mind and thought behind it. It just means that much more, I think. Let's see. So we get into round two here, and Zoro and Sanji team up for this basketball, volleyball, weird mix thing. And again, the Foxy Pirates continue to cheat, and maybe it wouldn't have mattered that much if the Straw Hats could, or if Zoro and Sanji could actually work together.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they did as badly as I thought they were going to, but it still wasn't good. Like, I feel like they've still let their egos get in the way.
A lot.
Yeah, and it just like, and then that kept happening. So, like, I then lost track of most of that whole round because I was like, this just keeps, I felt like it was repeating.
Yes.
Like, they would just keep going back and forth with not scoring, and then they would yell at each other, and then it would just like repeat again and again. So I was like, I don't know how, like, I could have been watching this for 2 minutes or 2 hours and it was the same. So I have no clue.
Yeah, it did. Like this whole like set of episodes, or like this whole arc feels like that, where it just feels so repetitive, and it's just like, it just feels like they're each match is them going through the same situation over and over and over again. It's like, okay, I don't need to see that, I don't like, we can get through the situation and be done with it,
Plus, with the other side cheating and everything, it's like, well, they're probably not going to get out of this anyway. Like, regardless, like you were saying, if they could work together or not.
So I can't remember. Have you seen Madam Web or not? Madam
No,
Web? No?
we'll not be
Okay.
doing that.
So I saw, or so when I went to see that movie, I was in the theater with my friend Bub, and of course you know him too. And I got up to, 'cause that's what, so I don't know, did you hear that they're doing the re-release of the Spider-Man movies in the theater, in theaters or whatever? So we were talking about that, maybe, all right, well, a buddy that I work with, not Bob, I was talking with him about, maybe going to see a few of them. And and he was like, the nice part about that is about seeing these movies that you've already seen. One, you can just enjoy it in the theaters, but two, if you need to get up to get more concessions or a drink or something like that, you don't have to worry about missing something because you already know what happened in that chunk. And I was like, yeah, that's really true. And I was like, Madam Web, it was the same way.
That's
I
so unfortunate.
was like, because like everything is, they're showing her, or like she's seeing what's going to happen. And then they go back and they do it again to show what actually happens. And
Oh.
so basically every scene they're showing twice.
Twice.
And so
Yikes.
I went to the bathroom in the middle of the movie, and I got back. I was like, okay, so, and I just asked Bubba, I was like, is this the first time we're seeing this scene or the second time? And he said, second time. I was like, cool, I didn't miss anything then. Like I've already seen the
That's
scene.
annoying that it happened the whole movie.
It really
Like I
is like,
get that, like I understand that that's an ability, like foresight, and there are ways to do that in film where you're not showing us the exact same thing, but that's it sounds like they didn't do that.
like I yeah, like I was expecting a couple, because I knew Madam Web's powers going into it. I was expecting it a couple times. I was not expecting it to be like seven, eight times and take up the whole course of the movie. I was like, okay, I understand you're trying to push in her powers. I didn't need it pushed in my face that much because you just ruined the movie with it. I mean, actually,
Yeah, because I
that's
feel
not even my
like,
biggest gripe, but yeah, it was something that I definitely noticed.
yeah, I think like in the Harry Potter movies, when they start to work with prophecies and stuff, I feel like they do do that, but I don't even think that they like re-show the scene again. I feel like they just talk about it happening or something different, or it happens to a different person, or a different person witnesses the event. So it's not like the same. So how, I mean, I've kind of forget, but however they did it, that seemed to work.
I definitely think there are ways to make it work, like with the third movie, the Prisoner of Azkaban. They basically went through that whole
Oh
movie
yeah, right. They go,
twice.
they literally go back in time. Yeah, forgot about that.
But like, it's still, they did it in a different way where it didn't feel like you're watching the same thing over and again, because they're throwing
Yeah.
different twists on it. You're seeing from a different perspective and everything like that. So like, they did it
Right, because
well.
you're trying to, you're like supposed to look out for the things that are different because they're trying to change what happens.
And it was just, I know we got off on a Madame Web spiel
That's
here,
fine.
and I don't
I
even
was gonna
remember how
say, if
the
we like ran out of things, if we run out of things to talk about, like I saw Dune yesterday, I can talk about Dune.
I didn't even remember how the fuck we got on this spiel. I think we were talking about,
For
oh, we're,
repetitive.
yes,
Yeah.
repetitiveness.
Because it's some, it even looked like, I don't want to knock the animation, but it looked like they were just using the same frame again, like
I
the
think
same
it.
angle and stuff. So I was like, did this already happen? Did I have a stroke? Did I fall asleep and restart the episode? Because I do that sometimes.
I think with the bickering, they were.
Yeah.
With the bickering between Zoro and Sanji, I think they did reuse the same like animation a few times, because they've done that before too.
Yeah.
Like, I know they did that with the Sanji and Mr. Two fight in Alabasta as well. They used the reanimation a couple times, or the same animation a couple times, which that doesn't bother me too bad.
No, that's, it's like a shortcut that just happens. It's like sometimes when they don't animate it, they just draw it and you're looking at the still and it's like the back of them and it's in shadow or something and it's like not moving, which is fine.
So there was, I was reading the Invincible comics, and there was a point, it was early in it too. It was like in the, I don't know, like the sixth or seventh chapter or issue or whatever. And Mark goes to see this big comic book writer or whatever, his favorite author for comic books. And he was asking him about, hey, you put out one of these a month or whatever. Does that ever get like, is that deadline hard to meet sometimes? Because like, it's like 100 pages or something like that, an issue. And he's like, it's not as bad as you would think. Because like, yeah, sure, it's 100 pages, but like, there are a lot of times we just use the same picture over and over again. And because like, that's part of the funny part with Invincible, is they call out comic trope or common tropes with, superheroes and shows and stuff like that. And so they were calling out this common trope with comics that, about using the same picture over and over again. And Mark goes, don't you think that's kind of cheap? And he's like, or no, he was like, yeah, we'll use the same picture over and over again for like dramatic pauses, and stuff like that. And Mark was like, don't you think that's kind of cheap? And then it does like four or five pictures
Oh.
of this guy's face right in a row, and without changing anything at all. And he just goes, no.
That's funny.
I laughed out loud when I saw that. It was funny because it was calling itself out. Let's see. So with this round two or whatever, the ref is being the
Yeah.
ref. Like, I was not a fan of the ref here at all, but I was getting more mad at the people on the sideline, not Sanji and Zoro, but like the Straw Hats, for not screwing with the ref, because there was nothing in the rules, and per everything else, there is
Right.
nothing in the rules about screwing with the ref or whatever. So they absolutely could have done it, in my
Yeah, they
opinion.
were not, they were kind of just like bystanders. They weren't really doing much.
Yeah, like, Luffy was trying to do something, but everybody was stopping him. I'm like, why are you stopping him? Just let him go. It's not gonna.
I know, like he already got you into this mess. Just let him go off at this point.
Yeah. And a part of me is like, if I'm then, I might. If I'm them, I might just go ahead and punch Foxy in the face. Like,
Yeah.
he's not involved in the game. I'm not involved in the game. That means it's fair game.
Yeah, that's like
Like,
soccer parents fighting with each other.
exactly. Like, your team's not going to get a red flag because you're on the sidelines fighting. Like, so it's fine then, right? Because
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, okay, can somebody on the sideline do something, please? Because these two goons are obviously not going to do anything.
Yeah.
But they finally get their teamwork going, and like honestly, I wish they would work together more because like they're both good.
I know it would
I like
be
both
like,
characters.
yeah, I mean, I think when Sanji is not being girl crazy, he's effective. And it's like a different style of fighting than Zoro has. So, I mean, it would be cool to see them like actually like plan and work together and not just like be forced to do it.
Because
But
yeah, that's exactly what was going on here. They were absolutely being forced to,
yeah.
especially with Chopper not being out there. But because like then it was just the two of them instead of the three of them. Because yeah, there was this one line here, whenever Chopper was complaining or whatever, and Usopp said, just leave it to me, pal. You'll be fine. And Sanji was like, if you're Chopper's last hope, he's screwed. But yeah, no, both of them, I was getting tired of watching them fumble around so much. I was like, okay, both of you need to
Yeah.
get the hell over it.
Right.
But then Nami works her charm in when they're arguing about who's going to be the
Who's the ball?
ball.
Yeah, that was clever, actually. I'm glad she did that because
It
just again, like, well, let's move this along, please. Like, this is
Yeah.
clearly not a good start.
So anyway, this Sanji and Zoro end up winning this, and then Luffy is taking for fucking ever to decide who they're gonna bring back. And I felt like he knew he was going to bring back Shelly for a while. And
Yeah.
he was just taking a long time just for dramatic effect. I don't know if you caught it. I'm looking right now to see if I can find it here. But they actually had a panda man in the background.
Oh, I did not. I keep forgetting to
One
look out for those.
of the One of the guys, so basically Foxy's crew was just full of 50 Usopps. All of them think they're the most important person in the world, and they're actually bringing nothing to the table.
Right.
And they're all like, "Oh man, they're gonna pick me. I'm awesome. They know I'm awesome. It's gonna be me." And I'm like, "Who the fuck are you?"
I know, like, what are
It's
you doing?
just, but this one guy, when they're showing his face, if you look in the background, you can see
Oh, yeah.
the panda man just chilling back there,
Nice.
heart nipples and all.
That's funny.
So listeners, I will post that picture on Twitter, but I saw him, I was like, oh, and then I got mad at Luffy for not picking the panda man.
Yeah, what would have happened if he had done that?
Right?
Like,
Because
actually interacted with him?
I don't know that we've ever seen one actually move.
Right.
I think they've all been
Just.
still, just in the
Yeah,
background.
right.
I don't know, maybe we have, but I don't think we have. I think they've all just been there doing nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they actually have a voice or muscles.
Right. They
I
might
mean,
just.
that guy's pretty jacked, so maybe
Yeah.
they But anyway, yeah, I was mad at Luffy for not bringing the Panda Man over. And finally, last round here, getting started with the skating
Yes.
rink.
It looks entertaining. I mean, I was like, oh, roller derby, that's fun. Of course Luffy can't fucking skate though. Come on.
Know.
Like
And
really?
he was
Like
like, I thought
just
it was going to be easy.
yeah, then it's just like his feet like
It's just
skidding on the,
all over the
like,
fucking place.
ah, here we go. But Zoro told him to like lower his stance, which does make sense, and it is a good thing to do. Like, make sure your knees are bent. Don't lock out your legs like that, because then you have no control over anything. And so it's like, yeah, that makes sense. And it's like that for, I haven't been like roller skating in a while, but I've been ice skating, and it's about the same thing. And you
Yeah.
have to like, keep your legs bent, squat a
See,
little bit.
I've been roller skating plenty of times. I've never been ice skating though.
I like ice skating.
So, I mean, is it the like is it pretty similar as far as
Yeah, I mean, if it's
balance
like
and movement and everything?
if you were skating on like roller blades, then it's the same kind
Okay,
of.
yeah, that's always what I skated with. Well, I mean, in elementary school, obviously, I started on like roller skates, but moved
Yeah.
to blades pretty quickly.
Yeah, 'cause the motions are the same, like when you're turning and you just kind of like lean over. See, this is why I don't know why I can't ride a bike, because I can skate and you just kind of lean to turn yourself, and it's the same on a bike, but can't do it when I'm sitting down, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's entertaining. It's not too bad. I don't think it's like a difficult thing to learn. And it's also kind of like, I've never been skiing, but I have heard the instruction of doing pizza French fry when you're skiing to like to put them together to stop yourself
Yeah.
or separate them when you're going or whatever. And I feel like it's the same with skating too, because you can, if you really need to stop, you can aim your feet together and you'll stop,
Huh.
because you'll just kick into your feet and
Yeah,
you
that
won't
makes
go any
sense.
further.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. See, I don't know that I would be very good at skiing.
Yeah, I have never done that despite growing up in New England, but I always wanted to snowboard, just never got around to it.
You kidding me? I can barely sled. No, I'm just kidding. like you said, Luffy can't skate. He flies out of bounds on the first round and they lose the match. And Nami starts round two. But they get hypnotized, and all of a sudden it's another loss. And I don't understand this.
Yeah, I wasn't quite
Like,
sure what happened, because then they like woke up from the hypnosis and they were like, what? What? Yeah, what? Indeed. I have no clue what just happened here. And then there's like the really fast guy that just laps everybody. So
yes.
then again, no chance of coming out on top.
Yeah,
Don't know where this is going.
because that's where the episode stops is in the middle of that match with Usopp, and the cheetah person,
Right, yeah.
but also Luffy finally stands on the skates.
Good for him.
So, do you think he's going to be able to skate by the next time he by the next time it's his turn?
Something tells me no, but I don't know. I'm trying to think if he's done anything like that requires that kind of a balance or a coordination where it's not like, where it's out of his control a little
Like
bit.
sliding on ice or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm trying to think of maybe standing on a turtle's back and going across the water or anything similar to that, and
Yeah.
I don't think so. I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah. I don't really see it working out for him, but never know. We'll see, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we'll see next week. Yeah, I don't know how long this went. I mean, did you have anything else on the episodes?
Let's see. No, I guess I was like, I mean, I know finally Luffy does something nice for an animal instead of just kicking it, and he saves Shelly, but I was like, does that even count? Because I thought it was just crew members that you could poach from the other side, but she's like not a crew member.
I mean,
So I don't know.
I guess
She's a
if you're cons
prisoner?
I don't know. Because I mean, I guess it kind of counts as. I mean, Chopper is also kind of a prisoner, a little bit, slightly.
Well, I mean, he's
It's
on their crew, though. Well, I guess though, then they
yeah.
couldn't get him back if
Yeah.
he is. Yeah, I don't know. I
So,
mean, it worked.
yeah, what part of me feel I again, I just go back to Luffy. If you would have just punched him in the first place and got the horse back, we'd be fine.
The impulsiveness. It's just another example of him being impulsive and then it leading to shit that doesn't need to happen. Like, because
Yeah.
everybody was telling him not to do it. Like, don't accept the fight.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's too late. I already did it. And he was like, yeah, it's
Like,
fine.
no, it's not too late.
And I know we made this reference last week to the Glass Onion when Daniel
Oh, yeah, it's
Craig.
just dumb.
It's just dumb. Like, honestly, I feel like that's the crew here. And I know Luffy does dumb shit all the time,
Yeah.
but I almost feel like these games are too dumb for them to. To be
Yeah,
good
it's
at,
very,
you know?
it's so weird and random, the things that they're having to do. That's again, this is like why I think this is a circus. Because this is just, it's like carnival games.
Yeah.
Like, really random, like throwing a hoop around a bottle or, a dart at a balloon, like try and flip over the ducks. It's just like random little. I'm just wondering what the rest of them are gonna be.
Yeah, it's weird shit. I don't know. Okay, you ready to move on to the extracurricular activities?
Sure.
Okay. Any other quotes?
No.
No, okay,
No,
yeah.
I just thought of like I feel like I it was just funny about the net and
Yes.
like
It was just stupid.
just like
This
astonishing that that's and it was so small.
that's what she said.
I don't know.
And a manifestation. Anything?
Just that this ends soon.
Okay, and onto the piece of shit. I kind of want to give it to the ref.
Yeah, I mean,
Because I
they
feel
were
like
all,
Foxy's obvious, and
yeah,
I could give it to Luffy, but we just gave it to Luffy last week, so I don't want to give it to him
right.
twice in a row.
Yeah, I mean, like that is seems like it's Foxy's entire personality, but
Yes.
yeah, I mean the ref is fine.
Okay. Who knows? Maybe Foxy gets it next week. Maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah, because like his, I feel like then his crew doesn't really have much of a personality beyond just doing what he does. So
Yeah, I feel like
I
the
couldn't
only.
single anybody out really.
Yeah, I feel like the only one that sticks out is Portia, the girl. And I don't. And that, yeah, not much.
Yeah.
And MVPs. I went with Nami.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably either anyone on that little three person boat.
That's kind of what I was thinking too. I was like, I could see Nami or Robin or Usopp. But
Yeah.
I think all of them definitely participated in that race, you know, and brought a lot to the table. But I was like, I think the thing that did it for me was her tricking Sanji into being the
Yeah.
ball. And I was
That
like,
was a good move.
yeah, it was. So yeah, I think that was the extra thing that did it for me.
Yeah, that's fine. And this is funny that I just noticed because I know last week we talked about their outfits and how her shirt said evil over her tits, and now it says gold. So she went from evil tits to gold tits.
G as in GOLD. Okay, I wasn't sure if you were saying like goal, like field goal.
Oh
Okay.
no, I think that's I was looking for I thought I wrote it down, but maybe I didn't. Because I was like, is that really what it said? I'm pretty sure that's what it said. Because I was like, is it golden or just gold? I think it was just gold because it
Gold.
doesn't, it's too, too, she's too narrow of a person to have a longer word written across her.
Gold tits sounds like the next James Bond movie. We've
Yes.
already got what golden eye, gold finger, and now golden tits.
That's like the Kingsman version. Golden tits.
Yep, that is. That's
Because they've
totally
got the
Kings of
golden
the...
circle or
Yes.
whatever.
Yes, that's a... I was trying to think of it. I was like, I know they've got it's gold something. Okay. So next week we've got six episodes to finish up this arc in this particular place. So those episodes are 214 to 219. And then after that, we will have some filler that we'll be skipping
Okay.
a little
I did
bit.
watch the very next episode where we ended the last arc just because I was
Okay.
curious to see what happened. I didn't have time to watch any more, but that was kind of fun just to see like a different military setting because I think we've only seen like one or two. Like it's either on a ship or they're
Yeah.
like at the headquarters or wherever. So
Yeah,
different people seemed kind of. I was hoping I would get to them being like locked up. I don't exactly know what happens, but I feel like, because I think you were talking about character pairings. So I feel
yes.
like I'm thinking that a few of them get locked in cells together and it is entertaining with who is locked up with who.
Yeah, it does. Like they're odd character pairings, and like Usopp gets the idea to try to blend in. He tries to act like he's one of this inspector or whatever from the world government, and then all of a sudden Robin walks in and she's acting
Oh.
like the same inspector.
Oh, that's funny. I'll have to get through it. I'll
It's
try
like,
and watch a couple more.
yeah, so that's really funny. And then there's like, because I think Nami and Chopper get paired up, and then Luffy and Sanji get paired up and go into the kitchen, which is
Of
hilarious.
course. Oh my God.
But it's just, yeah, the character pairings are a lot of fun in it for
Nice.
sure. And I know Garrett sent me a text, or he posted it in the group about he was upset because his favorite moment in the entire show is not canon.
Oh yeah, I did see that. I think maybe I'll sprinkle them in here and there since it doesn't seem like it's
No,
vital
it's
that
not.
I like watch it at a certain time, so I can probably
No,
just do a
it's
couple at a time.
the commander or whatever, or the person in charge at this base. His name is Jonathan.
Yeah. I thought that was funny too. I was
Yeah.
like, Jonathan, out of all the names, okay.
There is one point, in a couple arcs where they are showing different Navy officers and they show Jonathan again. He
Okay.
doesn't say anything, so it's not
Yeah.
like if you haven't seen the arc, you're not missing anything. But if you have seen it, you're like, oh, it's Jonathan. So there's really no connection to it at all.
Nice.
But yeah, you see Jonathan later, and that's about it. And it's just like a quick little 1 or 2 second flash of him walking, and you're like, hey, I know that
Nice.
guy. But yeah, I'm gonna throw Garrett's favorite moment on TikTok, because it is funny. It's like they're all trying to figure out how to get out of this fort, and they can't figure it out. So they're like, man, I wish we had that octopus to so we could like use it to
I
fly
wondered
back.
how they got the octopus back because
Because
the way that they started
you
this was
still
to have, yeah, I was like,
re-land.
how did, okay, he's back, I guess.
That's the funniest part about it is you can skip this arc and not miss a damn thing because they re-land in the water.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
But yeah, they're like trying to figure out how they're like, man, I wish we still had that octopus. And then Luffy just pulls it out of his pants.
Oh.
It's like, what the hell's he doing in there?
That poor octopus. Oh my God.
I know, everyone felt so bad for it. It was pretty funny though.
I mean, I'm glad that they like gave it a nice send off though when it left.
That's
They like
true.
tossed him off the boat and they were like, okay, bye.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. See ya, have a good life. I wonder if that thing can actually survive in the ocean. If it's a
Don't know.
sky
Yeah, because that's
octopus.
what they said that.
It
Didn't was
just
it
pops into
Zoro
my
that was
head.
like, don't let the other blue sea octopus bully you or whatever? Yeah. Somebody said that.
It might have been. But yeah, if you want to sprinkle those episodes in, because they are fun. They're a good set
Yeah.
of episodes. Okay, well, I guess that's it. Everyone, you can support the show by leaving us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice, or also there's reviews as well where you can write something out for us. We love to see it, and you can also support us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at GoingMaryPod. And Amanda, anything else before we head on out of here?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Hopefully, next 6 episodes are slightly better than these. I don't know. We'll see. Yep.
Well, everyone, have a great rest of your week. See ya.
Bye.